Chris McGreal is in Gaza. You've just been at the rally, welcoming home these prisoners. What have relatives been saying?
Well, the place is absolutely packed. There's thousands upon thousands of people and more pouring in. The relatives obviously are really quite joyous. Most of them have not seen these prisoners in many years, particularly since Israel cut off access to them after the shortly after Gilad Shalit was abducted 5 years ago. Essentially, in talking to them, asking them what they thought of this situation, whether this was a good deal or not, they think it was a very good deal. Many of them had not expected to see their relatives for very many more years. They were serving life sentences. There is actually a woman called Afnan Sakur, whose father, Jalal, went to prison when she was 3 months old. She's now 20 and pregnant and has never seen him in the flesh. And so she's, you know, obviously very, very excited at the prospect. And then there were a whole raft of relatives for a young woman, Wafa Albas, who was sentenced, had served 7 years of a 12-year sentence after being arrested with a bomb belt around her as she was on her way to carry out an attempted suicide bombing on the edge of Gaza. Of course, these do... There was a question that's raised with relatives, which they tend to avoid, which is that many of these prisoners went to prison for attacks or for organizing attacks such as suicide bombings, which has really been pretty much repudiated now as having not only failed to achieve what the Palestinians wanted to achieve, but they actually damaged the Palestinian cause. And so they're being welcomed back as heroes, but nobody really wants to talk about the actions for which they were arrested, because they're not something that anybody is really promoting anymore.
Do you get a sense that this is a great boost for Hamas?
Yes, I think that the Hamas flags are definitely in much more abundance at this rally than the Fatah ones. And when you talk to people, even the Fatah people say, you know, this was down to Hamas. It was their action. Yes, and I think one of the things that's quite striking is that people have slightly marveled at the fact that over the past few years, Hamas have managed to hold on to Gilad Shalit without the Israelis finding out where he was. And there were a great deal of attempts by Israel to track him down, including a mass text messaging program offering a $10 million reward to Palestinians who would reveal any information about where he's being held. And that never came out. And that you get a sense of a certain pride in that, actually, that Hamas were able to pull off this in the face of all the Israeli intelligence efforts to find Shalit. That said, people are not unsympathetic to Shalit himself, and they say they realize it must have been tough for him, but they say it wasn't personal. He was a prisoner of war. And that this is the only way to pressure Israel. They say that these thousand or so prisoners, Palestinians, who they regard as prisoners of war by being held by Israel, would not be out today if Hamas had not had Shalit to bargain for their release. And they sympathize with Shalit as an individual often, but say they had little choice but to use him as a bargaining chip.
Did the Hamas leaders make any speeches, or is it all celebration?
Well, at the moment, people are still awaiting the arrival of the prisoners themselves with the Hamas leadership. There will be a whole raft of speeches, no doubt, and the prisoners will be presented. At the moment, it's a celebration of the news of their release, the news that they are now coming through in quite large numbers into Gaza. But they've got to get all the way up from Rafah. They've met some of their relatives down in Rafah, the prisoners. They've been greeted there by the Hamas leadership. But the formal ceremony to welcome them back in Gaza City won't happen till later this afternoon.
Okay, Chris. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure.